This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Day Night, Day Night is a fiction film with a story right out of the headlines, 2 days in the life of a suicide bomber. It won prizes at the Cannes, Chicago, and Montreal film festivals. Day Night, Day Night has unsettled its audiences not only because of its subject matter, but also because it tells viewers almost nothing about its character or her motivations. Howie Mofshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Day Night, Day Night opens as the young woman sits on a bus whispering to herself. Subtitles tell the audience that she's listing various ways people die. She ends her meditation saying, "I have only one death. I want my death to be for you." The film never identifies that you, never gives the woman's name, where she comes from, or her cause. Writer and director Julia Lochtev says she leaves out all of those details so that viewers can concentrate on the woman.
I wanted the first part of the film, especially the first 50 minutes, to function almost like a floor plan for a building, where things seem simple, things seem clear, extra information is eliminated. So you would focus on her face. And on the one hand, it's a face you don't know, so it is this kind of tabula rasa, a blank face. On the other hand, this blank face is constantly processing the world and projecting different information and different emotions in the slightest movements of her expressions.
Lochtev wants to force the audience to share the character's experience.
You're kept in this position of waiting from inside this girl's head. I really wanted to crawl under her skin for a day and night, a day and night. And so during the first part of the film, she's kept in a position of waiting where she's made this decision, but she doesn't know exactly how it's going to go. And so we're waiting with her, very much feeling kind of her anxiety and feeling her anticipation and feeling her just wait.
Julia Lochtev was born in Russia and grew up in Colorado. Her video art has been shown at London's Tate Modern, and she made one documentary before Day Night, Day Night, her fiction film debut. Her lead actor had never been in a movie before. Louisa Williams got the role after she found a leaflet announcing auditions tacked to a pole at Coney Island. Williams says that more than anything, the part required her to be quiet.
I had to really embrace a kind of stillness that isn't familiar to me in my everyday life. Some things we worked on beforehand. I mean, we didn't have sort of proper rehearsals, but we worked on her voice because she was someone who, and I think Julia put this in a really great way, somebody who does not want to disturb the space around her. She doesn't want to disturb the air around her. So she's going to move and speak and do everything she can to keep as contained as possible.
If I think that I've been noticed or there's a small chance that I may be caught, I must execute the plan immediately, even if there is no one nearby.
Good. One more time.
If I think that I've been noticed or there's a small chance that I may be caught, I must execute the plan immediately, even if there is no one nearby.
If you have any questions, now's the time to ask.
I'm sorry, I want to do everything right. But why would I do it if no one's around?
The character's deliberate lack of expression makes viewers guess about almost everything, says Andrew O'Hare, film critic for Salon. The first question most viewers are likely to ask, he says, is whether this dark-haired woman is Muslim.
What you put into this motion picture is basically what you've already got in your head. Some people will come out of it convinced that she is Islamic. Other people may arrive at other conclusions.
O'Hare adds that Day Night, Day Night answers none of the usual questions about psychology or background that conventional films might use to explain the story of a suicide bomber. Instead, he observes, the film creates an uncomfortable sense of intimacy. In the hotel room where she waits, she bathes, clips her toenails, and shaves her armpits, all at a deliberate pace. O'Hare says these scenes are never erotic.
We know absolutely nothing about how this young woman got to where she is, or about any of the other characters for that matter, and that does make it really a screen onto which we project our own images. And this woman's body, the body that she's preparing to blow up for whatever cause, becomes the zone that we project our these kinds of, whatever you want to call them, the fantasies, psychological structures, ideas onto.
Day Night, Day Night is not about why this nameless young woman plans to kill herself and others in New York's Times Square. Writer and director Julia Lochtev says that asking why leads to making excuses.
I wanted to explore the mind of a girl who actually believes she's doing something right. And not just right, but this very, very frightening word, righteous, in the sense of she believes she's doing something morally right. And that was one of the reasons, actually, I didn't want to explore the why, because I certainly did not want to be in a position of justifying what she's doing and convincing you, the viewer, that what she's doing is right. Because, of course, it's not. And it doesn't matter in the context of the film, because what matters is that she believes this to be right. You don't need to know what she believes. You need to just understand that she actually believes.
In Day Night, the devil is not in the details. For NPR News, I'm Howie Moshevitz.